The whole country's paying attention to new polling info in Arizona's U.S. Senate race, because our race could decide if President Biden gets another democratically controlled Senate or if it goes Republican rogue. Interestingly, Arizona Republican voters may help keep the Senate in Biden's corner. A new poll from OH Predictive Insights shows Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Kelly has a 12-point lead over Republican Blake Masters. But deep in the weeds of this poll of likely voters, we see why. A sizable percentage of the likely voters who won wouldn't think are likely to vote for a Democrat are. In Kelly's case, 86% of Democrats polled say they'll vote for Kelly, but only two-thirds of Republicans say they'll vote for Masters, and 20% said they'll vote for Kelly. We've been told Arizona's becoming bluer, but Democrats are still in third place in voter registration. So are Arizona Republicans becoming bluer, or are many just unwilling to vote for Trumpy candidates this time around, like Blake Masters? Well, in the Secretary of State's race, Republican Mark Finchem has a 5-point lead, and Finchem's way Trumpier than Masters. But methinks the Republicans paying attention to the Secretary of State's race are way Trumpier, because the Secretary of State oversees our state's elections. So I believe 20% of Republicans are willing to cast a vote for Mark Kelly, who overwhelmingly votes with President Biden in the Senate because of two reasons: military service and astronaut. Arizona's chock full of veterans who see Kelly first and foremost as a vet who served his country honorably. And back when Mark Kelly first announced his run for the Senate, I wrote in Phoenix Magazine that even if a candidate's a card-carrying commie, if they're also an astronaut, one has to consider voting for them because, well, astronaut. It's like the guy in that Bud Light Super Bowl ad from a few years ago. A couple sees a man on the side of a darkened road holding a 12-pack of Bud Light and an axe. When the driver asks his lady friend if they should pick him up, she says, "No, he's got an axe." To which the man replies, "Yeah, but he also has Bud Light."